yesterday after chapel, an announcement was made which linked together the words banquet and last day, yielding the announcement that yesterday was the last day to buy tickets for the banquet. That suggests, of course, that some of the questions that have been floating around campus lately have been questions such as, with whom are you going to the banquet, or whom are you taking to the banquet? I plan to expand that question this morning by asking, whom is the Lord taking to banquet? Our Lord Jesus, after all, has some very formal plans for a very formal and wonderful event. Descriptions of which are found throughout the scriptures, one such place being Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 through 9. John speaking says, I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said to me, Write, blessed are they who are called to the marriage supper or banquet of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. The tradition at ILC, of course, is to invite the entire school community to attend the banquet. And that's true also of the Lord's banquet at the end of time. He also has invited every member of the entire human race to serve as his companion at the entry to this great feast, because his companionship is necessary to gain entry. At the school banquet, of course, everyone has the option of attending by himself or herself or going with someone else, and that's fine. But at the end of time, it is imperative that one is in the companionship of Christ. Otherwise, entrance will not occur. Which is why the Lord, in grace, extends his invitation to all people, saying, Come to me, all ye. Jesus invites every human being to be with him on that last day, to be his companion at the heavenly banquet. Strange that not everyone jumps at the opportunity. Stranger still is man's reaction to the idea of spending eternity with Jesus. The normal, natural RSVP of the human heart is to resist the Savior vehemently, persistently. Scripture reveals that there is none that understands, there is none that seeks God. There is a strong negative response to the invitation of the Lord, to the idea of being with him even. Man by nature recoils at the thought of spending eternity with Christ. Man by nature would rather be dead than to do such a thing. And that's because he is by nature dead to an awareness of what makes for true happiness, joy, and greatness. This eternal banquet at the end of time differs from ILC's tradition also with respect to optional alternatives. If someone should for some reason decide not to attend the banquet, other things can fill that time successfully and pleasantly. But that's not the case with the banquet of God's Son. Those who are not present with him, who do not attend, are cast off and cast out. The scriptures speak of being cast into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The only alternative to attending the heavenly banquet is to experience divine wrath and condemnation for our sins. Fortunately, therefore, the Lord does much more than just invite us to his feast. He enables us to respond affirmatively. Our text speaks of those at this banquet as those who are called, that is, given faith by the Holy Spirit. It's the same word used by the Apostle Paul when he speaks of those whom God did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. The Lord has to change our natural way of thinking about him to enable us to recognize him as the perfect match of all of our spiritual needs. He is the one who has to create faith. and the Spirit-produced faith then joyfully responds to the invitation and looks forward to it with great anticipation. Now, to help us understand the emotion which God feels toward us, our text does an interesting thing. It speaks of all Christians collectively as a single unit, referring to us as the bride or the wife of Christ. It says that his wife has made herself ready. And then it likens this heavenly banquet to a wedding feast. Whereas the relationship that exists between couples that attend the school banquet is typically no more than just casual friendship, the emotion which the Lord feels for us, his companion, runs much more deeply than that. He deeply loves us, and he shows that love in so many wonderful ways. For example, he goes way beyond flowers when it comes with the adornment that he provides for his companion. We're told to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Jesus is a perfectionist, requiring absolute purity and righteousness to enter this great banquet hall, and so he provides the ultimate in spiritual apparel, complete righteousness, purchased, won, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. God has now imputed to us, given us credit for Christ's perfect righteousness so that we can stand in his holy presence and enjoy his blissful company. Enjoyment, after all, is one of the main objectives. Just as the purpose behind the ILC banquet is to provide a pleasurable and joyful experience for students, the Lord's big event is designed to produce one great eternity, contrary to worldly propaganda. With his image of bored people in heaven simply strumming harps, the devil does his best to create an impression that eternity with Christ is no big deal. It ought to be kind of a boring existence. But it will be anything but that. Blessed, that is, happy, are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Those called will have the greatest possible time in eternity. The bud of faith's joy here in this life will come to full bloom in unparalleled bliss. All frustration gone, sadness will cease, joy and laughter will abound within that realm of perfect peace. As for the menu, that's hard to say. We don't know much about future dietary needs or supplies. Jesus did say, "I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom." So it seems safe to assert that we will, in the new world and at that heavenly banquet, enjoy the very finest of dietary pleasures and will be able to enjoy such in great abundance. Regardless, therefore, of our level of involvement at the banquet of ILC, perhaps such events can serve us best as reminders, as preludes to that great feast which is soon to take place. It is the greatest blessing to be included. So may the Holy Spirit make us the answer to the question, whom is the Lord taking to banquet? He's given us the ticket. It's free of charge. It's faith in his Son. May he grant us a place at that heavenly table so that we may eat of the eternal manna and drink from the river of his pleasure forever. We sing of this future joy and feasting in the form of hymn 795. 795.